Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast, where you can listen to fun bilingual stories and more. My name is Barbara. I am the owner of Spanish for Kiddos and your host for this spring season of bilingual reading. I'll be sharing fun bilingual stories for the spring season. So join me as I read aloud fun English-Spanish stories to encourage bilingual readers to read more. Thank you so much for listening to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast, and have a wonderful day. So how can you use a theme such as Earth Day or any other science type of a theme, if you will, into your Spanish learning? And there's many different ways that you can do that. Of course, one of the most obvious one is you want to introduce vocabulary for particular terms in that regards. But there's so much to learn when we have the opportunity to have a theme like Earth Day. And it's just a fun way, not only with a fun read aloud like we have at Spanish for Kiddos, the learning about Earth Day and some other wonderful ones that we have either in our courses, or if you are a member, there's also fun stories there as well. And to read through that, of course, you can understand that there's several parts, and of course you can introduce the reduce, recycling, and renew as well to do the different types of R's, if you will. Or you can do the type of sorting, like the type of sorting of the Earth Day sorting activity in graphing. And one of the things you want to do is, of course, there's three simple bins into that activity that you can use: the paper, papel, plastic, plástico, aluminum, and aluminio. And then there's different types of sorting. There's different elements, very easy for the kiddos to identify and to sort them out. But then there's actually a part of the activity in there that you can do, or that each kiddos can do, is to graph each item. How many of the plastic did you find? How many of the paper? How many of the aluminum? And so on. But the important part is to actually make correlations or make comparisons between one item to another. And that's where the Spanish learning comes in, because you can actually have them compare. Well, I have more paper here, más papel aquí que allá, or I have more plastic here than over there, and so on. And you can make multiple types of comparisons. And that's a very important part of either learning science, learning to do scientific literacy as well, and actually understand in Spanish and English to make those comparisons. So that's an important part to do that. And you can do this with any other type of book, you not just necessarily with Spanish for Kiddos ebooks that we have there, but you can do that with other types of books as well. And I have three simple types of items there: paper, aluminum, plastic. But you, of course, you can add more items, of course. There's a blog post that I have at Spanish for Kiddos that I have different types of items that you can introduce, like glass, for instance, or other materials that actually take a long time to decompose or not decompose at all. And that's why it's so important to recycle. And that's an important part to bring into your lesson if you want to. If you go to our Earth Day resources, we have tons of resources that you can browse through. And one of the things that is in there is many different lessons that you can incorporate into your bilingual learning for the kiddos. Many ways that you can do that, not just, for instance, sorting or developing recycling, or actually other ways that you can introduce maybe some reading. You can do that as well. That's also a fun way to do that. Different texts that you can do with regards to recycling. How do we recycle paper and go through that whole process in English and Spanish? That could be something that you can do. Maybe even do a field trip. That's also an amazing way to really grasp the concept of recycling if you wanted to do something about that, of course. So let me go ahead and also share the transcript of Earth Day resources at our Spanish for Kiddos blog. Earth Day resources are valuable ways to encourage bilingual students to think about helping Earth. You can also use these resources to emphasize Spanish vocabulary terms in science, reading, and other topics. Earth Day or Earth Week is a wonderful theme to learn about recycling, reasons to help Earth, and how to help communities. Earth Day resources. If this is your first year to discuss or plan a lesson around Earth Day or Earth Week, you can begin with a brief introduction. For instance, educators celebrate Earth Day every year on April 22nd. The initiative of Earth Day began in 1970 with an approach to help communities become environmentally friendly. Later on, educators used this theme to teach about the environment and the three R's: recycle, reduce, and reuse methods. How can you start with lesson planning and develop fun Earth Day activities using valuable Earth Day resources? Earth Day resources, classroom, and home. The Prodigy Games site has a wonderful list of Earth Day resources and activities you can do in the classroom or at home. You can create a fun learning experience on how to help Earth with simple items. The Houghton Mifflin Hardcore site has excellent resources sorted by grade level. You can easily search for the type of activity to do based on grades. The Splash Learn blog has different activities you can try in the classroom and at home. Many of the activities are simple with straightforward instructions. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory, NASA at California Institute of Technology, has fascinating resources on Earth, Earth Day, and lesson plan activities. They also include an extensive list of resources, activities, and webinars. The Teach Engineering site from the University of Colorado at Boulder has specific STEM activities for children. Each lesson and activity includes NGSS standards and objectives. That way, you are sure to use a resource to support science literacy and STEM. The S4K Earth Science Bilingual Resources has valuable Earth Day resources in English and Spanish for bilingual educators and families. The Earth Day bilingual activities include creating paper mache globes, recycling, sorting by reusing materials at home, and reading activities. The Earth Day YouTube playlist also includes videos on how to make a bird feeder or how to grow a plant. These activities and others are excellent ways to bring bilingual learning in Spanish. The Spanish for Kiddos members receive monthly English, Spanish stories, printables, activities, videos, and more. Try it free today at the S4K member resources. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Are you a monthly subscriber yet? Subscribers to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast get exclusive episodes and videos. Listen and watch exclusively on Spotify and Anchor. Become a subscriber today. Thank you so much for your support.